All right, the outcome was still the outcome, and it didn't change overnight. We weren't able to get enough done to win the game, even though I thought the kids played and tried hard. But some of the things that have been biting us during the year, bit us yesterday, turnovers, penalties at inopportune times, and then we gave up an easy touchdown. And so those things are the reasons we lost the game. And so until we can get those fixed or do something about them, you know, there's going to be a hard time winning. And that's what I told the players, and that's what we have to focus on and concentrate on and trying to eliminate those things. Like, it's not that we haven't been working on those things. We have been working on them, but and we got better at it for a couple, three games, but it came back and got us yesterday. So we'll keep working, and we got one more game to play, and it's on the road, and it's in Denver. It's a division game, and we're going to go try to win that one. And that's what these guys have to do, and that's what we have to do. And so we're going to try to move forward with it. Tyson Jackson hurt a toe in the game, and we'll have to see what his availability will be. Terrence Copper strained a knee ligament in the game, and we'll see what his availability will be. Otherwise, guys played, and we came out of the game somewhat healthy. That's where we are going into the last game of the season, and they are... Well, I didn't bring them in today. I gave them off today so that the coaches could get their work done, so that the coaches could stay home tomorrow and have a Christmas with their families. And then the players are off Tuesday also. They'll be back Wednesday, and we have a full week starting Wednesday. A normal Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We travel on Saturday and play on Sunday. And so that's the week. So with that, go ahead.
Romeo, what's your message this week? Anything out of the normal?
No, not really, other than the fact that this is the last game of the year, and the thing that I don't want us to do is I don't want us to fall apart and just go out there and not give effort, not play hard, you know, those kind of things. And they've done a nice job all year of staying together, not pointing fingers, and continuing to try to play hard and win games. And so that's what I want them to do in this last game of the year.
Is that a concern of yours at all?
Well, sure. We've talked about it in here. You know, at some point when the season is not going good, there's always the possibility that things can fall apart. And to the credit to these guys, it hasn't fallen apart in the locker room. They pull together for each other. They work hard during the week. We did come up short on Sundays, and that's the way it's been all year.
Will Quinn be your quarterback Sunday?
At the time being, yes.
That's subject to change, though?
Well, every position is subject to change. And, you know, we talk about that during the course of the year. Everything gets evaluated, and then if a decision needs to be made, it'll be made. And if I make a decision, I'll let you know what I make.
Coach, you've probably had a tougher year than anybody I know with the adversity you've had on and off the field. I mean, I don't know of any other coach that's had to face, I mean, not to mention injuries, that's not even in the equation. But when you have, like, an assistant coach who gets a DUI last night, and that's all the news people want to talk about, is that just, well, you know, another thing you have to deal with? How do you deal with that, especially when you want your players to look up to the coaches and be the role models and the examples?
Well, I think we are aware of that situation. That's being investigated. And we don't have all the facts, you know, about that. And we'll gather the facts and as well as the NFL, and then we'll see where that leads us. We do not condone, you know, DUIs. That's not the right thing to do. And so I think that everybody knows that educating people about the hazards of driving under the influence and is really what takes place and what needs to get done. And so you do that to the best of your ability, and then people have to make their choices, and they do make their choices. And hopefully they make the right choices.
Can you believe the amount you've had to deal with off the field?
Well, in this business, a coach told me that there are three things that happen every day that you cannot plan for, you don't expect to happen, and generally that's the case, you know. And so you have to be flexible, you have to deal with whatever comes up, and you have to go forward.
Will he coach this week and on Sunday?
Well, like I say, it's still being investigated and nothing has been determined at this point.
Coach, can you take much from the last time you faced Denver and use it this time?
Well, I hope so, because generally when you play an opponent, you find out some things about them, about maybe how you need to play them, maybe what you can do a little bit better to help yourself. And we played a decent game against them. You know, they had to drive at the end. So if we can play that type of game and then we come out on top at the end, that'll be wonderful.
Coach, I'm just curious about your thoughts on Brady Quinn coming out after the game and wanting all the blame put on him. I know you don't preach, obviously, one person is a team. You win as a team, you lose as a team. But when you see your quarterback come and step to the podium and say, this is 100% on me, how do you respond to that?
Well, it sounds like he's a stand-up guy, you know. And he understands that the quarterback position, just like the head coaching position, the buck stops at your desk. You know, he understands that, and when things don't go well offensively, he knows that the quarterback is scrutinized, you know, and so he understands that, and so that's a stand-up guy who will stand up and say that.
Knowing that you hate to lose, is there any point where you can somehow sit back and appreciate what your running backs did yesterday in the offensive line blocking for them, or how do you process that, despite the loss, just the tremendous effort that they gave?
Well, you know that the runners, particularly Jamal has been a bright spot for this team all year, and he's been consistent with his ability to make big plays, and we've been able to run the ball against many teams, you know, so that's something that we need to do and have to do to give ourselves the best chance to be in the game, to be competitive, and go from there.
Brady's strength in theory is ball security, not taking chances, but he's had eight picks. Is he trying too hard to force things?
Well, I think there was one play, that one interception yesterday that he could have done a much better job with, and he'll tell you that. The other interception, he got hit as he released the ball, and that caused the interception.
Coach, you mentioned that, I mean, it's been the same kind of plot lines all season with turnovers and penalties and so forth. And you preach them and preach them and preach them to your players, but when they're still happening in Week 15, is it either they're not paying attention or they're just not good enough to make the change and corrections?
Well, no, I think that they pay attention, but sometimes what happens in the game is they forget what you tell them. You know, a lot of times the stress of the situation that they're in, the pressure that may be applied, you know, on the football field by different players, by themselves, sometimes they try to rush their decisions or don't take enough time to evaluate the whole situation. And then you'll get a turnover as a result of it. Or take a running back who's trying to run and gain extra yards. You know, he makes a cut and he's running and sees some daylight, but he doesn't see the linebacker who's coming from the side who sticks his hand in and pokes the ball out, you know. They've been taught to carry the ball high and tight and all those good things. And on their mind, that's what they think that they're doing. But it might not be as high and tight as it needs to be. And so then the ball comes out.
You sit here today still convinced this team has a talent to win?
Yeah, I think we have talent on this team. Now, we haven't won, you know, but we do have talent on this team.
Romeo, things are always easier to see in hindsight. Can you look back, maybe go back, say, the preseason, the St. Louis game was a tough game for you guys. The next week you had Seattle coming in here, and Russell Wilson had a big game. Could you see things maybe working, at least at the start, not go well for you guys, kind of looking back on it now?
Well, no, not so much in the preseason, because in the preseason you're playing so many different players, you're looking at so many different guys, you know. You know, I think once the regular season starts, you begin to see some things unfold, and you say, well, we need to be better at this, or we need to do this better, and, you know, you try to improve every week if you can.
Was there a point where you said, this team's not going to be what maybe we thought it was going to be?
What was it, about midway through the season or something like that, when we started talking about all the turnovers that we had, and then we felt like that we had to begin to do some things to try to improve it. And that was probably the point that it wasn't what I anticipated it was going to be.
Coach, I know you're a week-to-week kind of person, but have you been thinking all along just some of the pieces of the puzzle, whether it's going to be future changes or whatever that need to take place to make this team what you think is there, you know, to really bring that talent out but fortify it with other areas where you don't have what you need?
Well, you know what, you kind of maybe let that run through your mind a little bit, but you don't dwell on it, because you have to dwell on the here and now. And so after the season, when you evaluate the team, evaluate the performance totally, then that's when you can put that puzzle together about what you think you need to really improve the team.
Romy, are there three things a day that come up that you don't expect?
About three things a day.
Is that the difference between being a head coach and an assistant or a coordinator, the things that you don't plan on having to deal with the football team that you do have to deal with?
Well, the fact that the head coach has to deal with them. You know, they impact the assistants as well, but the assistants, they don't have to deal with them at the level that the head coach does. And so dealing with them is the thing that the head coach has to be able to handle and do.
Was a guy who sat in that chair and thought about it. He didn't feel like he coached anymore, that his number one job was a problem solver.
Well, that's part
Can
of it.
Can you relate to that?
At times. Yeah, at times.
Coach, I wanted to save this for the end. It's Christmas. Can you just talk a little bit about just what it means to the Crennel family, special memories you've had, special gifts you've had, just something this time of year that gets you excited even when you're in the midst of a season like this?
Well, I haven't been in very many seasons like this, so that may be difficult, other than the fact that Christmas is always a great time of the year, great time to be with family, and you have memories about your childhood, about a gift that you might have been anticipating and that you got, that Santa left under the tree, you know, and so that's always a good time. And, you know, the family, being able to be with family and see friends and family. That's what Christmas is all about. And so that's good.
What did you tell the players as you sent them off, giving them today and tomorrow, basically, to enjoy their families and holidays?
Well, I told them to enjoy their family and their time off, and to be mindful of the value that those family members have to them, and told them to have a Merry Christmas.